welcome, Tobias.
Hello.
Your artist name is The Moody Orchestra.
That's right.
En we zijn dus bij Songwriters Guild Live. Weer een nieuwe week. En we hebben een nieuwe gast. Zullen we gewoon beginnen met een liedje? Okay, so what's the name of the tune?
The first song is called Fever Dream.
All right.
I've spent my days in a fever dream with the curtains closed and little light streaming in, casting shadows on the blank white tapestry, carving figures off the walls, roaring armies defy realities and to pull you further into surreal realms. Turn the wheel of change, dance the cosmic dance, 'cause things won't stay the way that they are now. Standing still will bring you close to death. So I came to a halt from going nowhere at all. I've been living so slow, I could watch flowers grow, I could watch glaciers flow.
Great. Yeah, it's awesome.
Cheers.
I really like that. Let's immediately move on to another song because
all right.
I just like your music so much.
Oh, cheers.
So what's the name of the tune?
It's called She Was the One.
All right.
She was is the one. She was the one. She was the one. To smile at you, when you were black and blue, and you wish you'd realize how big your loved ones had been. She was the one. She was the one. She was the one. To fulfill your heart and to complete your soul, to once bear your child and to hold your hand when you die. She was the one. She was the one. She was the one. But now that she's gone, there's nothing to be done. But to perish in despair, or to turn to the one. She was the one. She was. She was the one. She was. She was the one. She was. She was. She was. She was, she was, she was the one. Shiva is the one. Shiva is the one. Shiva is the one. To destroy your world, for a new one to become. And to embrace you, and to smile between your eyes.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that's That's a Buddhist song, or can I say that? No, of course not.
Shiva is not a Buddhist.
No, you're right. A Hindu, right?
It's a Hindu deity, indeed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, or the Lord of the Yogis.
Oh, okay.
To refer to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And is your music influenced a lot by, let me say, like spirituality in general?
Well, over the last few years, yet, because it came more and more into my life.
Mm.
And so it also started to mess with my songwriting in that sense. But generally, it has never been an alien combination to me, as I was always a big admirer of the Indian side of the Beatles and George Harrison and bands like Kula Shaker.
Oh, yeah.
So that's always been of interest. But over the last few years, I can say that yoga saved my life in that sense.
Mm.
And yeah, it also comes into the songwriting.
Oh, that's
like
good.
That.
Yeah. So do you start with an idea, or do you start with a melody? How do you start a song?
That's very different. Sometimes there is the melody or the riff first. Sometimes there is a line. Sometimes it happens in like 10 minutes or 1 hour and the song is there, like this last one was an hour's work, basically. Sometimes it's a puzzle that riddles me for years. And sometimes it miraculously falls into place. Sometimes it never does. And then it's probably not supposed to be a song.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's very different. That's what keeps it interesting.
It is. Yeah.
It's true. It's never boring.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for people like the listeners at home?
Well,
there's a couple of people watching on Facebook right now.
Okay, well, I need the tips myself these days.
Yeah.
I'm just slowly coming out of a blockage, actually.
Okay.
But,
so you're coming out of it. So you found ways to come out of it. Maybe you want to share.
I found ways to come out of it. Yeah, well, just keep on going.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Keep on living your life and then just keep playing music. Keep writing. Even if 90% of it sounds like crap the next day, then somewhere in between there is that golden line that sparks something. Just like for playing, at some point you have that chord progression or that riff that maybe evolves into something else.
Yeah.
And maybe work with other people, because then you can play idea ping pong.
Yeah.
And that sometimes really helps.
Yeah, I do that nowadays. Yeah. That's great.
And it's much more fun sometimes also.
Oh, yeah. Because it can be a lonely business, writing songs.
Yeah, especially as a songwriter, right?
Yeah.
Like this singer-songwriter
thing. If you do it alone, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you compare songwriting all by yourself to songwriting with a band? What is the difference?
Good question. Well, when, speaking for myself, when I write alone, it's I'm more free. There's no one saying, let's rather do it like this or that, or coming up with other ideas. So it's more free, but also sometimes you can get stuck. And sometimes it's maybe more personal. And writing in a band, not only particularly with Echo Fly, but also other bands I used to play in, it's very inspiring because you get totally different ideas that you never thought about doing. And maybe it's like, well, I don't know, but then it works out very well. And it's like something that surprises you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of fun in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get surprised.
Yeah, that's good. You learn new stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's the song you want to play?
The next one is called Mother Hold On. And, I want to send that one out to my family back in the homeland.
Okay.
step onto that bus. She cried, oh, she cried a river of tears. For I headed out on a journey to the land of Gangamar. Don't you cry, don't you worry, for I will return. From the foothills of the Himalayas and the banks of the holy river and the ancient fires of Varanasi. Don't you cry, don't you worry, for I will come back home. Mother, hold on, mother, hold on. When I come to hold you in my arms, mother, hold on. Mother, hold on until I come home to hold you in my arms. And I woke up that morning to the ringtone of my phone and my father's voice begging me to come home. It's mother, he said, she's in the hospital. Oh, please, oh, please, won't you come back home. Mother, hold on, mother, hold on, until I come home to hold your hand. Mother, hold on, mother, hold on, until I come home to hold your hand. Now I get wasted on this plane, drinking all this cheap liquor to drown my pain. Charles Bukowski was right with the lines that he wrote. Oh, there ain't nothing worse than being too late. Mother, hold on, mother, hold on, until you will be reborn. Mother, hold on, mother, hold on, until you will be reborn. Ooh. when I step onto that bus. Never have I thought this to be the time and place that it would be for the very last time that I would see my mother face to face.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's very emotional also, right?
Yeah, that's one of those that took quite some time to puzzle, mostly because of the gravity of subject.
Yeah.
But yeah, it started out with that chorus.
That's a beautiful chorus.
That I was just singing to myself.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of spirituality in it as well.
Yeah, it's there now.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And speaking of the mothers, I couldn't help but realize that on the desk of the reception, you have actually a beautiful statuette of the mother goddess Durga.
Oh,
I don't know if you ever realized that. The one with the tiger?
Yeah, the one on the tiger. That's Durga, yeah.
That's Durga.
The Hindu goddess.
Exactly, yeah. Oh. So I was happy to see her there.
That's great.
Yeah.
There's people from
Jema.
All... Yeah, I mean, there's people from every kind of culture here, coming here. And
That's great. That's the beauty of Amsterdam.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's one last song that you can play here. What do you want to do?
Well, this is going to be a happy one.
Okay.
After all these, more moody ones. And this one I want to send out to all my brothers and sisters and all my fellow yogis and to my dear teachers, because this one really messes with my songwriting and puts all that yoga in there.
Good.
It even has a title in Hindi.
All right.
It's called Mangala Hai, which means be happy now.
Okay, that's good.
There are times when I could embrace the whole world around me. I wish my arms were long enough to take it all to the heart. The smile reflects a smile. 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 To ride the wave, surrender to whatever comes ashore. Go and do good, good will happen to you. Take action and ride the chariot. Love all and serve all. 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 Feels so good to sing from the heart, to sing out loud and sing it proud. On my way out to new shores, it happened once, why not twice? By repetition, the magic is forced. By repetition, the magic is forced. By repetition, the magic is forced. By repetition, the magic is forced to rise. happy now, Mangala, hey, why should you wait? In essence, we are all the same, eternal souls in bodies contained. All is one and one is all. 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 Yeah, all is one and one is all. All is one and one is all. All is one and one is all. All is one and one is all.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy now.
You. I'm happy. Yeah, it sounds. Yeah. I'm happy. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Matt. There's Matt. Yay. Hey, man. Well, welcome on the show.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, I'm real happy that you take the time off to be here. Maybe we should start with a song.
What kind of song do you want me to start with? What's appropriate for your show?
Anything.
Anything? Okay. Cool.
Preferably something you wrote yourself.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Just start playing a song?
Yeah, Matt. What's the name of the song?
This song's called Nero.
All right.
In the dawn of desperation, when the peasants are beheading every emperor with a golden crown, first they'll stand with one another, then they'll turn against each other under thunder on a battleground. With their torches, tar and feathers off to round up all the witches on a rail to run them out of town. In a kingdom that's collapsing, I'm relaxing on the ashes, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. Where the tricksters and the grifters and the rich carnival barkers sell their sulfur to a spellbound crowd, buying tickets to the promise of a better world to come, and left with nothing when their hope runs out. There's a lifeboat overflowing on a rising violent ocean in the darkness where the sailors drown. But I'm smiling on an island by the tidal wave horizon, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. You can find me playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. You can find me playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. Can dance around the fire with the hand that holds the power, or go cower with the gagged and bound. While the vultures count the profits and the hawks are launching rockets in a garden growing mushroom clouds. You can storm the ivory towers, but the knight in shining armor's days are numbered on the body count. So I'm laughing up at heaven in the arms of Armageddon, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. If you're screaming in defiance, are you David or Goliath when the riot rages all around? Call it vengeance, call it justice, call it progress, call it selfish. Either way, I'm gonna have my doubts. Maybe I'm just causing problems, thinking I know how to solve them. So for once, I'm gonna shut my mouth. Waiting silent in the shadows like a devil at the crossroads, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. Can find me playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. You can find me playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. While the charlatans are shouting propaganda on the mountain, truth is spoken to an empty house. If you ask for my opinion, are you trying to make a difference or find something to complain about? When indulgence and consumption leave a landscape of destruction where it's far too late to turn back now, I'll be moving on my own way down the existential highway, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. You can find me playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down. You can find me playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down, playing fiddle, watching Rome burn down.
Yeah, it's great.
Cool, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, I already got some reactions from the Facebook live stream saying it's a really up-tempo tune.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
It's quite happy.
Well, I wouldn't call it happy. I believe it's a protest song, right?
Maybe. if you want it to be.
Well, it sounds to me a bit like that, but do you... Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold. Do you consider yourself to be a protest singer, or what do you think of that?
I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I write protesty. I write in songs that are like, you know, commentary type of songs, and songs that have like, I guess, a message in them that I hope people get across.
Engaged.
Yeah,
that's probably a better word than protest.
But that's not all that I write, you know. I mean, I write all kinds of stuff. There's just like filter in there sometimes. Mm-hmm. So if somebody thinks some of the stuff I've written is like protesty, whatever.
Yeah, let's just do another song and then.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a song. There's lots of protest in this one.
Hmm. What's the name?
Black Eyed Susan. In a future that could never be, a dream that couldn't last, between the road not taken and the straight and narrow path, there ain't no silver linings, cause there ain't no skies of gray, just you and I, but worlds collide when who we are starts standing in the way. In a future that we left behind, a spring that never comes, we're walking hand in hand and laughing in each other's arms. A songbird morning serenades our stable, simple life, and destiny's trajectory won't steal you from my side. But you can find me waiting where the wayward winds will blow, down in Lonesome Valley where the lovesick ramblers go, with regretful heart forget-me-nots, your brown-eyed babe ain't never coming home. In a future that could hardly bloom and withered all away, tomorrow's rising sun was more than just my yesterday. Sometimes you'll find your truth beyond opinions you believe, and what you want tied to the loss of things you think you need. But you can find me drifting where the wayward winds will blow, lost in Lonesome Valley, reaping everything I've sown, with regretful heart forget-me-nots, your brown-eyed babe ain't never coming home. Your brown-eyed babe ain't never coming home. We fell for expectations and we stumbled on our pride. We've knocked us down, then picked us up again. So maybe give it one last try. On second thought, just say goodbye. It's where you're gonna go, not where you've been. Remember me each time you feel those wayward winds that blow, far from Lonesome Valley where the black-eyed Susans grow, with regretful heart forget-me-nots, your brown-eyed babe ain't never coming home. Your brown-eyed babe ain't never coming home. That was protesting my ex-girlfriend.
That's great. Yeah. I feel that.
Oh, it's a variety, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. In that case, everything could be a protest song, right?
Right.
That's good. You're right.
So I am a protest singer.
Yeah. So you're from Baltimore?
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's talk about songwriting, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
How do you start writing a song? Do you start with lyrics or with melody?
I start with whatever comes to my head. Sometimes it's lyrics. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's melody, sometimes it's both at once. And then I'll usually start with a pen and paper.
Yeah, and writing. Coffee or something like that.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you start writing, do you immediately finish the song or does it take a long time for you to
It depends on
add
like
stuff.
Sorry.
To add stuff to it or change it?
Go ahead. It depends. It depends on like some of them come out in like a half hour. Like some of them take, I just hang on to them for like a couple of days, work on it here and there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll have like a line like for years and years and years in my head. And then one day, like 5 years later, I find the rest of the song and I fit that line in it. And it's all just like a bunch of puzzle. It's like puzzle mm-hmm. pieces and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You go for simplicity or do you go for little bridge here, a little thingy there to make it work?
I go for whatever it calls for at the moment, I guess. Mm-hmm. Whatever feels good. I just like feel it. I can't read it, you know, I just feel it.
Right. Your approach to music is not so much intellectual as more that it's, you have to feel it.
I guess so. I mean, yeah. I think about how I'm feeling, but you gotta feel it first. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Sometimes it goes either way, I guess. There's always revision. I like revising stuff a lot. So I guess the intellectual part is maybe like, you know, the technical part, maybe what you're referring to, I guess. Too,
right? Yeah.
It's like, you know, once I get down like what I'm feeling, then like I might go back a couple of days and like it'll evolve. I'll change it around a little bit, like tweak it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So, for instance, you have a song and it's got a couple of chords and you think maybe that it needs a bridge. Do you just wait for it to happen, or how does that work for you?
Well, one time somebody told me you can't go anywhere without a bridge, but yeah. I don't know if I agree with that, because sometimes you just need a bunch of good verses.
Yeah.
Just a chorus. You know, I mean, a song can be anything. There's this mm-hmm. like pop structure thing that, like, you know, they used to sell records, I guess.
But, yeah.
Like, that doesn't have to be the way it is. You know? Mm-hmm. But I just write whatever I'm feeling at the time, try to keep it. I mean, a lot of it's lyrical, the stuff I do. So
I think so, yeah. That's what I notice, yeah.
I try to, like, make it so the lyrics, or at least for the audience out there that likes lyrics, like, you know, I want to keep it, like, you know, interesting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's what someone's listening to, lyrical, like, you know I like lyrics, so if I'm interested in it, then I think that other people might be, too, who are into lyrics. So that's just what I go by, is how I feel. You know, does it feel good? Okay, cool, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. You got a couple of songs that really are quite long lyrically. And I really like that, actually.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Sweet.
How does that work for you? When do you know that you've written everything you wanted to write?
In life or just
in,
one
no,
song?
In that song.
Oh. I don't know. The little.
There's always one more verse, or?
No, there's a little wizard on your head in the gates of the subconscious. He taps on your shoulder when it's finished and he says, go.
Yeah. Like magic.
Yeah, sure.
That's good. So are you a compulsive rhymer, or how does it work? Yeah. Does it have to rhyme?
It doesn't have to. I like rhyming because rhyming is like the puzzle pieces for me. It's like it fits together. It's all locks in. So if you got like all these verses written and there's like three or four stuck in the middle of the song, there's like blank lines. You got to find like a line that fits and locks in with the rhyme. Mm. So you just got to sit. Like, I've sat and thought for, like, days, like, compulsively, I guess, on, like, one line to finish a song that has, like, you know, everything else done but that one line. And then, like, when that one line finally comes, like, whoa, got it, you know. It, like,
that's great. Because if you have a certain way of rhyming during, you establish a certain way of rhyming, and then do you mind if it just goes another way after a couple of verses? Or do you think, like, no, it has to be that way because it's already rhymed that way?
I don't know. I just like I said, I just like feel it. I like I'll try to stretch rhymes, like, you know, like I have a song that has the line "Too Far Gone" and then rhymes it with "Clockwork Orange," and like this is like, a rhyme, but it kind of like bends a little bit
within the words it rhymes.
Yeah, like when you're singing or saying or rapping or whatever you're doing with like lyrics, you can sort of always make you can kind of bend syllables, you know.
Yeah.
So I do that a lot.
That's great.
If you bend them enough, eventually it starts changing that rhyme completely into something else, and the listener may or may not be able to tell as how it evolved from like you know. Talk to walk to bark to shark to heart to
You end up somewhere else. Yeah,
yeah, it just
that's
goes,
great.
It starts bending. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a couple more tunes. What do you want to play?
I'll do another song. This is called "What a Time to Be Alive." It's the shape of things to come, it's that moment in the sun, it's the wild, reckless turning of the tide. Sure as every shout begins with a whisper in the wind, can't deny it's quite a time to be alive. It's the changing of the guard, it's the calm before the storm, at the crossroads when you're forced to draw the line. Give some love and take a stand, cause the future's in your hands, starting once upon a time to be alive. It's the sound of the alarm, it's the push against the grain, it's the single rebel candle that ignites a million flames. It's an ocean overflowing, flooding when the levee breaks. It's when you save, the sky's the limit when the ground is giving way. It's the riots in the streets, it's a war you wage for peace, it's the opposition's brazen battle cry. Through the widening divide where alliances collide, fighting blindly for a time to be alive. It's the blazing path you pave with each turning of a page, it's the moral of a story gone awry. It's the poetry of truth, it's a song that sings the blues, playing softly for a time to be alive. It's the tolling of the bell, it's an echo loud and clear. It's the shackles round your ankles, it's the flowers in your hair. It's a floor plan for destruction, it's a roadmap toward repair. It's what appears along a highway leading anywhere but here. It's the progress through the cracks in a ceiling made of glass. It's a finger on the button, say goodbye. It's the anger in the crowd when they burn the cities down in the ashes of a time to be alive. It's the point of no return. It's the lessons that you learn. It's the flags where gods are facts you stand behind. Bridge a gap or build a wall. Some will rise and some will fall. Either way, oh, what a time to be alive. With our weary heads held high as we face an uphill climb, better keep on keeping on, cause a change is gonna come. Sing it loud, oh, what a time to be alive. Word.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. This is a song.
I think I heard it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I sent it to you. It was the one I sent to you, probably.
Yeah, today. It's great. I like it.
Cool.
So, last tune, what do you want to do for us?
I do a slow song. Okay, let me do this one. This is a song called... this song. The echo of a moment fades away. You're beautiful and glowing like a young bride on her wedding day as she walks down the aisle through a veil of precious memories. The hands of time are catching up to me. So take it slow, how quickly we forget. I long for long lost summers filled with friends and front porch cigarettes. Let's sail away on paper ships through skies of dandelion wind, forever never coming back again. Where shadows of the evening come alive, there's seven somber maidens waiting, holding holy lantern light. They whisper what your future holds and paint your past with rings of smoke. Your fortune never comes without a price. My melancholy queen of make-believe, she rides a rising emerald wave, her watercolor serenade. The moonlight on the borderline, the sunset in your ghost town eyes, my scarlet fever wrapped in velveteen. She wanders where the dismal people go, mysterious and haunting like a silent movie picture show. I kissed her once upon a dream, her red lips on the silver screen, a fallen star that burned out long ago. The old man at the highway ribbon's end, they say he spent a lifetime chasing rainbows waiting around the bend. He hitchhiked on a lightning bolt to ride off where the thunder rolls. His tombstone etched with "Catch me if you can." He takes the roulette wheel to nowhere bound. She strikes another match and trades a last glance with her one horse town, a tattered romance on the road. Oh man, I forgot the last verse. But anyway, that's the end of the song. I haven't played that in a long time. But
that's okay, man.
Yeah, if you want to hear the whole thing, we're like, it actually goes into like four more verses. So like, probably as good as I stopped anyway, because you have to be done by like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So like, anyway.
Yeah.
It's on "Catch Me If You Can." It's an album that's on Bandcamp and Spotify and all that.
Okay, and, good. It's a great song.
Yeah,
I like
it's pretty cool. I also capoed it in the wrong spot because I forgot that this is not my guitar and it's tuned down up to the normal steps.
Oh yeah.
It's okay. Okay. Cool.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
No problem.
Yeah, that you could make it. Brilliant. I was like, I hope he's gonna make it. Because for you,
it's
I mean,
story of my life, man.
It would be a bit of a shame if you wouldn't. Yeah. Thanks a lot, and have a great tour.
Yeah, man, for sure. Thanks.
Yeah. So what is your name?
My name is Sydney Abernathy.
Mm-hmm. Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney. Abernathy.
Yeah.
And you're also from the States, or?
Yeah, I'm from New Mexico.
Oh yeah.
Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also play acoustic music.
Great.
This is actually my guitar that
I figured.
Barring, yeah, it's a little messed up right now, which so yeah, it's like
because
yeah,
of the plane probably.
No, I dropped it because I was drunk.
Oh shit! Yeah.
yeah, but
that's okay.
Alright, the song is called "Medicine."
All right, go ahead.
Shadow of doubt in the head, there's no cure for
the treasuries and tiles of that to end up up before I get what's coming to me. Take your oil and spoil me. Cause you and I know the truth, and that the devil's water is a fountain of youth, and that happiness is a heart attack that leaves you pining for the things that you can never get back. Thank God this element of bliss to pack. Tobacco for the optimism, a lack and of self-medication is a sin. Only hand me my medicine. There's a million different versions of me, and some are clean, and some are nasty, and some do cocaine, and some smoke reefer, and one of them is fixing to be 6 feet deeper. I wanna face the reaper. I tell him he can keep her. Cause you and I know the truth, and that the devil's water is a fountain of youth, and that happiness is a heart attack that leaves you pining for the things that you can never get back. Thank God this element of bliss to pack. To make a folly, optimism, a lack of self-medication is a sin. Only hand me my medicine.
Okay, what song you want to play now?
Let's see. I'm gonna play. The song is called Justice.
What? Right.
And it's got a whole story behind it, but.
well,
long,
you could. You
too
could,
long of a story.
All right. Yeah, that's yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Justice doesn't seem to cover it. I heard you spent a while paying for someone else's sins. I know that we all reap what we sow, but don't I wish to be the reaper again? You said that courage isn't a badge or a bullet. I think that you're the bravest soul I know, and I'm still angry when I think about sex and love. I wish I met you a year ago. Better to walk away from a fight, but if I had the chance, I would do it right. I put a knife in his back, never look back. It was the first and the last time you talked to an officer. Squeeze the trigger and the man on top of her. And I know you regret that day, but skin could talk, I know a man would say. My palms would be grateful, my knees would weep for the knowledge that something can make them weak. I know you're thinking that I couldn't possibly know. I wish I met you a year ago. It's better to walk away from a fight, but if I had the chance, I would do it right. I put a knife in his back, never look back. It's better to not think about the didn't see the light, and I don't think I'd be standing next to you if there was something I couldn't do. But I meant every word and every move, and we met at the exact right time that we were supposed to.
Thank you.
How's that?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me play those.
Yeah. No, thanks for playing. I'm gonna write your name down. So.
Great. Yeah.
I don't want to make a mistake there.
Yeah, it's Sydney, like the terrible punk rocker, not like the city in Australia.
Oh, from Sid and Nancy.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'm gonna write it down. Oh, Sid was with CYD then.
No, SID.
SID.
Oh. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And thanks everybody. Yeah. And this was it basically.
Good show.
Yay.